River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I didn't do so good last round.
That's okay. Neither did I. Really, to be honest with you, James, we only really bombed on one series, and that was the Islanders in Washington.
And I picked Columbus, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But, I mean, that being said, it's not like they got blown out.
Nope.
All four games that Columbus lost was by one goal. There was two games in overtime, including that marathon in game one.
Yeah.
You know, that very easily could have been Columbus in four again.
Yeah, it very easily could have been. The only series, I guess, last round that was a real blowout, I guess, was Arizona and Colorado.
What a joke, eh?
Wow.
Oh, my
goodness. There were a couple of 7-2 games.
7-1 games.
Yeah, 7-1, 7-2, and yike.
In the four wins that Colorado had, they outscored Arizona 20-4.
Yike.
Yeah, like that's just ugly.
Well, if anything, I guess we're even as far as that's concerned. I mean, we both got we both got two rounds exactly correct. You got Arizona and Colorado. You picked Colorado in five. That's correct.
Yep.
And you picked Philadelphia in six. That's correct. I got Tampa Bay in five and Dallas in six.
Okay.
Those were the ones that I got exactly correct. If you add my little system up here, I really didn't get you by all that much, James. I got a 10-8 score for me on this round, and you still lead the overall playoff pool here that you and I have got, 19 points to 17.
All right. Well,
so you're still
going to come right down to it.
You're still doing well here. As I say, 1 point for getting the correct team, 1 point for getting the correct number of games, three if you get both.
I'll tell you, there was 2-3 years ago, one of the years that Ganass and I did this together.
Yeah.
By the end of the second round, even if I got everything, he had a different system than yours, but I'd picked everything right, and he'd picked everything wrong.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so by the end of the second round, he couldn't win.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's a basketball reference, but you get the idea.
Exactly. Well, and that's when I switched from being Crazy James to being Genius James. And since Ganass is now upper management and we've gone through 300 morning show hosts since then, I've gone crazy again.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I guess the question to be, James, is how crazy are we going to get in round two of the playoffs?
Well, I've made my picks. I made my picks on Saturday
before
the games were played, and I recorded my podcast with them on there so nobody can say, oh, you're just taking advantage of the fact that a game was already played. No.
No.
I picked all these Saturday morning.
Yes.
So, Dallas and Colorado. I have Colorado in six.
Colorado in six, eh?
Yep.
Yeah, Colorado is doing well, and really, to be honest with you, the diehard Flames fan in the newsroom, that would be Kyle, who is to pick Calgary over everything, is actually picking Colorado to win the Stanley Cup. And I agree with him. They've got some good young talent on that Avalanche team with MacKinnon and Landeskog, McCarr. McCarr is a stud.
Don't forget Kadri.
Yep, Nassim Kadri there. And if I'm not mistaken, they're using their backup. Or wait a minute. Is Philip Grubauer still on that team?
Sure.
I'll check it. But if I'm not mistaken, they're using their backup right now, just like Boston is. And they're still in the playoffs. So I'm picking Colorado in five for this one. Colorado's got some young studs on that team.
Yeah, they do. All right. Next, Vancouver and Vegas.
Vancouver and Vegas.
I took Vegas in five. Maybe I'm being generous, but Vegas beat the snot out of Vancouver last night.
Yes, they did.
They embarrassed them.
And again, they're using their backup as well with Robin Lehner as opposed to Marc-Andre Fleury.
But is Lehner really a backup anymore?
It's hard.
Is Marc-Andre Fleury going to remain with the Golden Knights? I mean, the city of Las Vegas loves him. He absolutely embraced being the face of that franchise that first season that he took them to the Stanley Cup final. But goaltenders are a funny lot.
Yes, in that
when you're up and coming and you're hot, you're the man.
You get the feeling that this is the same thing. It's deja vu all over again for Marc-Andre Fleury, because this is the exact same thing that happened to him in Pittsburgh.
Exactly, and then he ended up on the expansion team. I have Vegas in five over Vancouver. I'm giving Vancouver one game because they're going to be a powerhouse. It pains me to say that.
They got some young talent, too.
Yeah.
And Bo Horvat, I think, is a good captain. I think they're going to take a couple of games, but I got Vegas in six.
Okay. Yeah, and that sets up a very interesting Western Conference final between Colorado and Vegas. Yeah. And, I mean, that's going to be a war. I don't know who's going to win that one yet. We'll talk about that when we get down to the final four.
Yep.
To see, hey, you know what? Maybe Dallas and Vancouver are going to be in the final four. And we're going to be looking like fools.
Yeah.
But that has the potential to be huge. Anyways, okay, moving on. We'll go over Boston and Tampa Bay.
To me, this is going the limit, and it's going to be a toss-up. I'm going to pick the opposite of 11, because this was the 2011 Eastern Conference Final. It went seven. I think this series is going seven, and I think the Lightning are going to win it.
Okay. Well, I've got Tampa Bay in six. They're still salty about last year.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And having dispatched Columbus, perhaps that's, you know, you're exercising your demons.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can focus on what they want to do, which is win that Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay, it seems to me, is a little bit younger than Boston as well. Boston's getting a little bit long in the tooth. And really, nothing gives me more joy than seeing Brad Marchand bawling like a little baby, because he's such an arrogant schmuck. I don't like him. I just don't. And, oh, you'd like him if he was on the Oilers. Not if he acted the way he acts.
When
he's licking people. And thank goodness that's been taken care of. But just his overall, I don't like him.
Yeah, Marchand is a pest. There is no doubt about that. We said that everybody, and I'm sure every Oiler fan, was saying the same thing about Theron Fleury when he played for the Flames. But the thing is, he's one of those guys that you'd love to have on your team, but you hate playing against him.
Well, I'll give you that. I'll tell you something about Fleury. As I met Fleury
a few years ago,
and I got his autograph, I said, "You need to know that I spent most of your hockey career hating your guts." And he looked right at me and he smiled. He said, "Always good to meet an Oilers fan." it was a really great meeting. And the guys that play like that, they get it and they know. And that's a sign of respect right there, saying, "Hey, I hated you. It was great."
Yeah.
I wish I'd been at the Sedins last game in Edmonton, because I knew what I would have put on a sign. I would have said, "Hey, Henrik and Daniel, I loved hating your guts."
But it was a pleasure. You know? But it was a pleasure to play against you. It was the same thing, and I'm using the Canucks reference here because I grew up as a Canucks fan. I'm using the same thing with Cliff Ronning. He was like five foot nothing on stilts, but he knew how to put the puck in the net, and he was almost like an unsung hero.
Yeah, I remember Ronning.
Yep.
So, okay, I've got Tampa Bay in six. You've got Tampa Bay in seven.
Yep, we do.
Now, here we come to the series. This is going to be the best series of this round.
You betcha.
The Islanders and the Flyers.
Yep.
They hate each other.
They do.
And the Islanders are quite skilled. The Flyers are that gritty, grinding. They play that Flyer style of hockey. but I'm going to tell you, I got a soft spot for Jordan Eberle over on the Islanders. I love him to death.
Uh-huh.
So I've got the Islanders in seven here.
So do I. I have the Islanders in seven as well.
So really, it's going to come down to, did we pick all the same teams?
We did.
So it's going to come down to games.
It is basically Yeah, we're basically doing the same thing. And with this series, you have hit it right on the head, James. This is going to be a funky series. And 40 years ago, They met in the Stanley Cup final.
That's right.
Which the famous Bob Nystrom goal. And
well, it was only Nystrom was the one in overtime, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, the goal that tied that game, though, was about 8 feet offside.
Oh, Lord.
It was.
God.
Go back and watch it.
I've seen that game on replay a few times, and Ed Snyder was beside himself on a lot of goals. The goal by Dwayne Sutter was, yeah, you're right, about 6 miles offside. And
absolutely.
I think the first Islander goal was a debatable high stick.
And here's another interesting fact. If you look at this, there's 8 teams left.
Yes, there is.
They've all been to the Stanley Cup final.
They have.
They've all won the Stanley Cup except for Vancouver and Vegas.
Yep.
The Islanders have beaten 3 of these teams for the Stanley Cup.
They've beaten Philadelphia.
Yes.
They've beaten
Vancouver.
Yes, they beat Vancouver in 82. I should know that.
Yes, you should. And they beat Dallas because
when they were
Dallas
Minnesota, yes.
Came from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. 80, so, 81, and 82.
That's right. That's right. So that's just a fun little fun little factoid.
There you go.
So that's what we got going for our picks. Colorado, Vegas, Tampa Bay, and the Islanders.
You betcha. We've all got the same teams, just a different number of games with the exception of the Islander-Philly games. I've looked at the schedule. The games end on September the 3rd. And this is one thing I'm happy about is the fact that the playoffs are just going. They're not. Never mind these week-long or two-week-long delays to get set for the next round of playoffs. Get them underway.
Well, that's just it. And I believe they're going to do that. You know, if all let's say all 4 of these series are 4-game sweeps, they're going to start the next round right away.
You betcha. You bet.
I really believe that. Maybe they'll take a little bit of a break to, you know, get everybody transferred from Toronto to Edmonton into the bubble, but it's game on.
Yep.
And they want to get this done so that they can get the draft over with and so that they can also start planning for next season and find out just what the heck they are going to do, because the more time that they have to prepare, the better it will be.
Yep, it is. James, we got your predictions right now, and we'll see you
when this
probably
round is over. We'll touch base and we'll do this all over again.
And at this particular point, the way things are going, we'll be talking to you in a week and a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Those are our picks. We'll talk to you when this round's done.
You bet. Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.
Yep.